First on Five, we have team coverage of the unrest at Holman Prison in Atmore after a weekend of chaos.
Alabama's prison problems are clear. The inmate population is nearly 100% over capacity. Critics say that's led to violence, including riots, and one inmate stabbed to death and a guard injured just in the past month. But Alabama's not alone.
We are waiting to learn more from investigators tonight who say a prison guard in West Texas was killed early this morning. Happened inside the...
Between 1985 and 2005, the inmate population in the Lone Star State had tripled, giving Texas the third highest incarceration rate in the nation. But starting in 2005, things started turning around.
We made Texas safer, but we also, did smarter things that basically cost us less money.
That's former Texas State House member Jerry Madden. He led the charge to change his state's prison system. It all started with a phone call.
The Speaker of the House calls me in and he says, "Jerry, you're going to be Chairman of Corrections." And I said, "Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I really appreciate the opportunity." And under my breath, I'm saying, "Oh God, why me? What did I do to deserve this?"
Madden's marching orders were simple. Texas couldn't afford the $1 billion worth of new prison cells it needed to solve the overcrowding problem, so Madden was told to find another way that cost less. It was then that he looked at the kinds of inmates Texas was locking up.
We got the ones that we're afraid of and the ones that we're mad at.
The ones that Texas was mad at went by another name.
They're knuckleheads. They just do dumb and stupid things.
And Madden felt reforming knuckleheads could be less expensive. Locking one up cost Texas $50 a day. Allowing that same knucklehead out on probation cost less than $1.50 a day. Madden lobbied to speed up the probation process by spending money to expand a drug treatment program. Pretty soon, 1,000 prisoners were allowed out.
So we saved $15,000 for each of those 1,000 prisoners. We more than paid for that program with the reduction in the number of prisoners we had in just a very, very short period of time.
Texas also spent money on education programs for prisoners. The result was a 14% drop in its inmate population. The crime rate in Texas also fell by a third. Better yet, fewer prisoners meant fewer cells were needed, so the state closed 3 whole prisons. Pretty soon, the world was taking notice.
And Jerry came up and started talking it through, and we went, "Geez, wouldn't that be an interesting guy to come to our conference?" And so here he is. Please welcome Representative Madden.
Yes, that's an Australian accent you're hearing. Madden took the Texas plan down under to Australia, as well as stops in Utah, Nebraska, and Alabama. But before you think Alabama lawmakers are throwing their arms open, think again.
Their system is much larger than ours.
That's Jefferson Dunn. He's Alabama's Commissioner of Corrections.
The state of Texas puts more resources per inmate into their system, and they don't deal with the overcrowding to the extent that we do.
That's not to say Alabama isn't trying to do prison reform its own way, and even civil liberties groups are taking notice. Last year, the legislature passed Senate Bill 67. It's a bipartisan measure that calls for inmate rehabilitation, much like the plan in Texas. Dunn says he hopes it changes the way he does his job.
It's maybe a bad analogy, but if it were a baseball game, I'm the catcher. And so I just catch whatever I receive.
And if SB 67 works, there may be less catching to do. The reform plan does things like reclassifying certain crimes to try to reduce prison times for nonviolent offenders. Dunn says it also offers diversion programs to keep convicts out of prison if they don't need to be there.
That enables me as the commissioner to do a better job of running the Department of Corrections and giving my officers a little bit more breathing room with respect to the number of inmates that they supervise.
That's assuming that SB 67 can actually work.
There are some holes in that.
That's Ebony Howard. She's the associate legal director at the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery. Howard took part in the negotiating process as SB 67 came together. She says the reforms are badly needed.
I have talked to prisoners who are enduring horrible conditions, prisoners who are not getting the medication that they need, prisoners who have died since I've known them because they aren't getting appropriate medical treatment.
SB 67 may be a solution to that. We say maybe because even supporters like Howard say the jury is still out, so to speak, on whether all sides are serious about making it work.
What we're hearing on the ground is that implementation of it is lethargic.
Specifically, Howard says some district attorneys appear hesitant to charge criminals with the lesser types of felonies created by SB 67 to reduce the inmate population. She says money is another worry.
I think it's really up in the air, and it really depends upon what happens during the legislative session with the prison construction bill.
Howard is referring to the 2017 legislative session and Governor Robert Bentley's $800 million prison construction plan. You heard criticism of that plan earlier this month on APR. Howard's concern is that Alabama can't afford both the prison plan and the $25 million a year SB 67 will cost.
I've got some slides up there which I'll probably totally ignore.
So for now, Jerry Madden will keep taking his show on the road. He says the biggest surprise in the prison reform plan in Texas was that both liberals and conservatives in the legislature were willing to come together to hash out a plan.
They agreed on 80% of the stuff. You know, they had their fringe stuff on the right and the fringe stuff on the left, but the things they talked about on general operations, on probation, or how parole should work, or what programs we should have, there was a large amount of agreement.
And Madden freely admits he was willing to steal ideas from anybody. We'll see how lawmakers in Alabama do when funding for SB 67 and the governor's prison plan come up in Montgomery next year. Pat Duggins, APR News.